Well, we've got a lot of great talent that's coming in to join us tomorrow night, and it's just organizing them because we've got some great names that are coming to join us, and unfortunately, it's a Saturday night. I don't want to say unfortunately. Fortunately, it's a Saturday night. Unfortunately, because these people who are showing up, they have other gigs and other commitments, so it's trying to get them, you know, taking care of the accommodations for them handled, and then...
Kick them out and let them go do their stuff here.
Pretty
now, this
much,
is all actually... fundraiser to a certain point and also a drive.
It's a benefit. It's mainly a benefit for Toys for Tots and for the West Michigan Food Bank. It's a food bank up in Ishpeming that we're going to be donating the monetary donations and or non-perishable food items that people bring.
It's this time of year where a lot of folks are doing this kind of thing, but where did the idea come to do this specific goal with this?
Well, actually, it's kind of fun. We have a different drive that we do at our church. We do a shoebox Christmas kind of thing for kids in other countries that don't necessarily get Christmas presents. So basically you get a shoebox. It gives you a little list of some items that you may want to stick into the shoebox, bundle it up, and they ship it off to Africa or to Indonesia or, you know, a third world country basically where they don't get that. Mm-hmm. It's a great outreach for us to do through the church. But we were talking about it just after one of our practices, and it's like, well, what can we do locally? What can we do to help people locally? And it's like, Toys for Tots. And Toys for Tots, seriously, if you think about it, one of the fondest memories I have from Christmas is racing down those stairs, coming around, you know, the corner mm-hmm. to the Christmas tree and seeing all the presents that were left for us. Now, what happens when you race down those stairs, come around, and there's nothing under the tree? How do you explain to a child that, you know, well, you weren't naughty this year, Santa just couldn't come. You know, how do you explain that? How do you handle that? And that's where Toys for Tots comes in. The distribution helps thousands of families, not just here in the Marquette area, but across the Upper Peninsula. And it's just one of those benefits that you can't help but...
So is the plan then that folks can bring a financial donation, or is it bring an item? How does it work?
Actually, we're being very flexible with this. You can bring a new, it needs to be new, please, new unwrapped toy that we will donate to Toys for Tots. If you don't have the time to pop out to the store, you know, to pick something up, you're more than welcome to give us a monetary donation that we'll donate into the food bank then.
And you mentioned canned goods and non-perishables as well?
Canned goods, non-perishables, mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll accept.
Or a happy combination of all three.
Yeah. Or a happy combination of all three, absolutely. And honestly, don't feel as though you have to bring something. We encourage you to bring something, but everybody has their difficulties. Just come and join us. Come and sit in and listen to the music and enjoy what we have to offer. Don't feel obligated that you have to bring something, and if you don't have something, you can't get in. We're obviously going to let you in.